Welcome to the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.
Hello and welcome again, all good parents, teachers and students throughout the Solomon Islands for today's radio session. But before we continue, let us pray.
Father God, bless me, Father Lord Heaven. Me, Father, thank you for this Father session where me, Father, come once again. Lord, me, Father, pray that may you continue to lead us. You guide me, Father, inside this Father radio program. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Here again at the studio, we have with us
Madam Lauren Peterwau.
Madam Beverly Hanirara.
Madam Merlin Tapidaka.
And myself, Mrs. Christina Rore, an officer at the Ministry of Education and Human Resource Development, MERD. We will be presenting in this session, and so we would kindly invite you all, teachers and parents, to listen carefully in order to help our students at school and children at home. But first, let us quickly look back from our previous session. We looked at these genres or types of writing and what each of them mean. They are
recount. A recount text is a text which retells events or experience in the past to retell a series of events. An example of a recount is my holiday trip to Isabel. We went in a ship, played, and had a feast. It was fun during the holiday. The next one is narrative text. A narrative text is a piece of text which retells a story and entertains the reader or listener to entertain or amuse. For example, the story of Little Red Riding Hood. She wanted to visit her sick grandmother. A wolf met her and wanted to eat her. A woodcutter saved her.
Exposition. An expository writing is a mode of writing in which the purpose of the author is to inform, describe, or define his or her subject to the reader. Example, letter to the editor, where the author trying to convince the reader to agree on his points or opinions. Report writing. A report text presents information about something. Example, field trip, in which factual information about a given topic is organized and recorded.
An explanation text. An explanation text tells your audience how something works or why something happens. To explain how or why something happens. One simple example is, if I am to involve in an explanation writing about fishing, me have to got a fishing line, a hook and bait. And me put him na hook and bait, the front lo fishing line here, and then me throw this sort of fishing line into the sea and wait. When a fish bites the bait, and then by me pull him na this sort of fish. That's how him waka. So explanation text is all about how something him works. Next writing is a procedural text. A procedure text is a text that explains or helps us how to make or use something, to instruct someone on how to do something. One good example is a recipe of a coconut jam. By me follow now all the steps, and then after you follow more steps here and do him this for a cooking, by me end up forgot him now this for a coconut jam. So him follow now procedure from step one to the end.
We also looked at the five steps in the writing process. They are in step one, the planning stage. Step two, first draft. Step three, revise. Step four, edit. And step five, which is the publishing stage. Here, wata pikinini, and especially also students, okata celebrate him na waka bloketa. That is, yeah, they get to see what they have written. Therefore, teachers and parents, what has been presented lo previous session and by again the two-day session should give you more ideas on how to help you in teaching writing to our students or children. Well, in today's session, we will look at the structure of a narrative writing. Like every other genres or types of writing, a narrative has a structure. Might you wonder, and you got him now, a question in your mind of what is a structure? First, I want you to think of it, yeah? Think of structure a skeleton of a piece of writing. Because this is how a piece of writing is set up. It must start from something, like a skeleton. The skeleton gives the structure of our human body. And so with this understanding in writing, the structure is like the skeleton. It gives the form of a writing which helps to give meaning to it. Therefore, we then can identify and you must have a differentiating of the different genres or types of writing. Like, for example, in our previous session or last session, we looked at the recount writing and its structure was.
Hemas Garem, a title. For example, last week, Picnic at the Beach. A recount must have an orientation to it. Questions where you must ask him who, where, when, and why. In last week's story, who am now best friend and I. Where? At the beach, at Turtle Beach. When? Last weekend. And why? It was my birthday.
Structure of a recount, Hemaskarem, sequence of events. Now, but you have to ask Abby this question. What happened? And you have to use him too. Connective words such as first, then, next, later. For example, first, we went happily and excitedly in a big car and drove quickly down to the beautiful Turtle Beach. Then, on our arrival, we got out hurriedly of the big car and went rashly straight and swam enjoyably in the cool sea. Next, we ate hungrily and drank tastefully before we drove tiredly back home.
In the structure of the recount, at the end of the story, Hembai Garemna responds how those who were involved inside this activity, for example, picnic at the beach, how they feel about how involved inside this activity or event. It was an enjoyable picnic. That's how those who are involved in this activity feel about him now, this event where involved with him.
And so, going through the 5 steps in the writing process, where at beginning plan, then write, and revise, then edit and publish, your students, teachers, or parents, your children, they will have completed or about to complete him an interesting and enjoyable story. Now we will look into the structure of a narrative writing. Remember, a narrative writing is a piece of text which tells a story and entertains the reader or listener. Therefore, it is written to gain and hold the reader's interest and attention and to extend their imaginations. And so the structure of a narrative writing is as follows.
The structure of a narrative must have a title and orientation. And the orientation, this question words now must be asked. Who, where, when, and why?
Structure of a narrative, Hemaskarem 2, sequence of events. And the sequence of events here, Hem Garem, now you must get this fellow question. What now happened? And from what happened, but you use him now these connective words like first, then, next, later. Or the sequence of events here, him lead now to the complication. And complication, him problems or problem where him happened inside the story.
Narrative writing, again, at the end of the story, hem by garem na resolution. Resolution hem how na this what problem hem solved. The problem in the story. How na this what problem hem solved at the end of the story.
Again, by me go through now. Look at the 5 steps yeah, inside lo this writing process once more. Like we did for recount writing, lo previous or last radio session blow you me. Now, by me go through na narrative writing. Okay, lo step one, lo this al planning stage, yeah. Beginning lo here, hem think and hem discuss. And again, me for like for encouraging you for teachers, for inside lo class, or students must work in pair and group. As o kata think and discuss lo planning stage. And again, o kata use him not a question leaders lo here. Who, where, when, what, why, and how. And lo this a planning stage, yeah. O kata either can draw pictures or draw a concept map. And him no harm for years 1, 2, 3, even 4, 5, and 6 for kata drawn pictures. Because lo planning stage, yeah. No any writing yet, yeah. Or gotta just plan lo here no more. So, okot save draw now, pictures no more. And so, for example, narrative story blow me for this session, him entitled The Three Little Pigs and the Big Bad Wolf. So, lo here, lo structure blow narrative, yeah. Lo orientation part, or questions who, where, and when, and why, by him used. So, lo this a planning stage ya, about beginning draw na ya. Bago ta draw na ya, who now? O ta characters inside lo story ya. So, lo here, bago ta draw na, 3 pigs, with them now, parents, o say mommy pig, daddy pig. Then, bago ta draw to, this a la wolf ya. Then, lo where now? This a la story ya happen. Bago ta drum na lo here forest now. Trees. Even birds have a drum too. Just imagine him how na forest him look like beginning by him drum na. Lo question when? What time na story him happen? But still have a drum forest mwa. Because story him happen long, long time ago ya yeah, lo forest. So they can still draw forest mwa lo here. And then why? What about drum lo question why ya? Or what's a drum now? Time what pigs, yeah? Or what I decide for go, then or go build him na own houses block at that. So they can either draw what the pigs or say what walk about for go na, yeah? As or what go and find him now. Place where or what build him na houses block at that. And or what save drum to or different places where or pigs, yeah? Go make him na houses block at that. So that is lo stage, step one, lo this a planning stage, yeah. Where okata students or say lo home, your pikinini or your children, yeah, ba okata think and discuss as okata use him now questions who, where, when, what, why, and how for okata draw na picture, lo planning stage, yeah. Time him come lo step two, that's when okata write him out now, sentences for story block, eta. And lo here, parents, you know, by correct him, okata. You just let them freely write. And after, okata read him out what na okata write him. So, for example, okata write him now. Sentence awesome. The orientation part. Okata write him now. Long, long ago, in the forest, there lived a wolf and pigs who left their parents in order to seek their own fortunes and to build their own houses. The question who ya hem now pigs, wolf ya with them parents. Then lo where lo sentence we write him ya lo forest. Okay. When ya hem na long, long ago. And why ya? Because ot like go for find him own fortune blockata and for go build him own houses blockata. Okay. Time hem come no sequence of events. Lo planning stage, yeah. Okata drum na what na happen first, then, next, and later, yeah. Okay? Because lo structure blo narrative is a question what happen, yeah. Ot connective words, yeah. Hem na by helping okata. For writing na the sequence of events, what na him happen whereby him lead come na lo complication or problem where him inside lo this story. And so lo here, about beginning na write him na first, the pigs or the gathered materials for their houses. Then the pigs decided to build their houses. The first pig built his house with straws. Next, the second pig chose to build his house with sticks. Later, the third pig chose to build his house from bricks. Not long after, the wolf came to the first and second pig's houses and knocked on their doors. Pig, pig, let me come in, or I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down, called the wolf. The pigs felt safe in their houses and shouted back, not by the hair, on my chin, chin, chin. So the wolf huffed and he puffed and he blew their houses of straws and sticks down. The pigs escaped and both ran to their brother's house of bricks. The wolf followed them and began to shout, pigs, pigs, let me come in, or I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. Not by the hair on our chinny chin chins, the pigs shouted back. So the wolf huffed and puffed, but he could not blow the house down. The wolf was really angry and hungry that he hadn't gobbled or eaten up any lock at the pigs yet. He decided to climb down the chimney instead of blowing the house down. The pigs saw the wolf was climbing up onto the roof. They knew or figured out that he would come down the chimney, so they lit a fire and put a pot of water on top of it. Time him come now, lo. By miselo here, ending lo story, by him osem resolution naya, because lo structure, lo writing, narrative writing, him resolution naya, how na problem him solved. And so lo here, this is how got beginning by writing na this lo story. Splash! The wolf came down the chimney, but he fell straight into the hot pot of boiling water. Yow! He roared as he leaped up and ran straight out of the house, far, far away. The three little pigs never had any trouble from him again, and they lived happily ever after. Now this one am step two, no my first draft lo writing lo oketa. Now time come lo third step, osim you me herem lo last session lo recount by revise naya. They check for meaning, and when they check for meaning lo story lo oketa, they ask these questions. Does it make sense or does it sound strong? This is when okat adim adjectives and adverbs so make em na story blokata interesting. So kamnal orientation patya, this ala forest ya bakot putim na adjectives as deep, dark forest. For describe him na this ala noun forest ya. Time kamna lo wolf ya okat sa putim na big wolf. Then kamna lo pigs ya okat sa use him na little. And then time him come na lo parents or ta use him na adjective lovely. Okay. So even time come lo the verb lived, yeah? Or got to use him now. They lived or left sadly. As okata go for seek him na their own fortunes for build him na their own homes. So by sentence blogot bogota write him yeah. As by me read him come, by me here osem na, long, long ago, in the deep, dark forest, there lived a big wolf and three little pigs. Even the three, yeah, hem an adjective too, yeah, and little. So together, these two words or adjectives, they describe pigs, like deep, dark forest too. The two adjectives, deep, dark, yeah, describe him now, the word forest. And the word forest, even the word wolf, even the word pigs are nouns. So these adjectives can be used. These three little pigs were okata living parents blokata lo hear about him here osem na who left sadly behind their lovely parents in order to seek their own fortunes and to build their own homes or houses. Time him come lo sequence of events by you doing the same lo there na teachers as you helping pikininya. For revise him now, story blame lo here, Yeah, by look logata nouns lo there and logata verbs and add him na adjectives and adverbs lo there. For make him na story blokata him interesting. So that is step 3. Lo revise stage na. Time him come no step 4. That's when okata edit him now. Writing blokata. But remember, teachers, when it comes to step 3, you will help them to revise, yeah, with them. And so as you help parents too. So time him come no step 4. Lo editing stage, yeah. By you teacher, you help him na student blow you, and so as parents, your children. And lo here, lo this a stage, that's when they fix up their story na, yeah. They check for spelling and also punctuation, such as capital letters, full stop, comma, question mark, and speech mark. And of course, by check for grammar. And lo here, because hem narrative, yeah, so okata verbs, yeah, by written in the past tense na, yeah. Okay, they will all be written in the past tense. So that's what you do lo step 4, lo edit stage. Then finally, time come na lo step 5, that's when they publish their work. And lo here, osem lo last session too, lo recount writing, you teacher, by you say display na wakab lo student blue lo classroom. Parents, you can display your child or your children's work lo ya, minimum writing na, teachers and parents. And parents, lo house. Even you can get them to read what they have written. And here I want to remind us, parents and teachers, and time for kata celebrate him now, the attempt they have made lo writing bloketa. And so teachers and parents, what you've gathered in today's session will help you to teach narrative writing to our students or children. If you follow now the 5 steps in the process of writing and this narrative structure where me for present him this session, by I'm helping you for a lot, lo how for teach him now this narrative writing, me like tell him again, to our students and our children. And so ensure that teachers, your students and parents, your children, ought to acquire him or get a basic understanding of what na him involved in writing. Okata 5 steps lo process of writing, yeah, and this al structure blo narrative. What pikinini must save so that they will be able to write competently. And then by him prepare him okata for okata write confidently and competently. Lo ya him minim that ba okata no fright. Ba okata write to the standard, yeah? Writing blo by him okata written lo what is expected, yeah, as they progress to secondary education. And so, like was in our last session, by me like for living with them, you follow the parents, teachers, and students, yeah, as you teachers and parents help him now, or students and not picking in blue, you follow, lo two fall questions, yeah? And first one is for your students or children, for name him now. What kind type of genre or writing now, yeah? Him learned lo today's session. And then the next question is forgot to briefly explain him no more. What now? This fella type of genre or writing we ought learn him lo session today. And you teacher or parents, even you student where you listen come, you celeva. You say write him now own narrative blow you. And again, here are tips for you parents. For you say support him now. Beginning blow you. At home. And by okata, each year level teachers now, by taking me for true, lokata tips, yes. So thank you, teachers.
Now, the first tip now for parents for supporting children little home now is demonstrate positive attitude about education to your children. Some interest for beginning blow you so that all too by interest. The next one is monitor your child's television, video, and internet usage. What pikinini him listen to or him look lo him must be for benefit blow education blow him. And the last one maybe got him is encourage your child to read. Make sure pikinin blow you must read always so that him say how for read.
Parents must pay attention to what your child loves. Next, don't overschedule your child. Remember, hem gare mota study time blo hem, no give him too much waka for him. And practice what your child learns at school. After him come back, revise him with him pikinini, what na hem learn him lo school, lo deya.
Next tips for him, listen lo hem, be a role model for learning. Have a willing heart for waka or cooperate with him pikinini blo you lo learning blo hem. Promote literacy by reading to your child. You can have a time to listen to your child while him read, or you can have a time to read to your child. Talk each day with your child or children about his or her activities, lo waka blohem or learning blohem. Next one, set up a daily family routine or timetable, lo what time now you sabe garem for continue for helping pikinin blo you lo learning blohem.
Thank you, teachers, children, and parents, for taking the time blue you fala to be part of this session today. All same key messages again from the Ministry of Education, MERD, and together with the Mota non-government organization around country blue you me. I'd like to work together for support him now, or at beginning blue you me, not the young people with them education. Blokatalo communities blow you me. So I'd put him together in place now one for project for support him. Oketa. And you miss Savio Pikinini go back to school now, yeah? And this is a project, yeah? Hem aim for reinforce him now. Learning through traditional knowledge, values, and customs. And this is to reinforce storytelling of custom stories through media. So if you want for a non-government organization, or you part of faith-based organization, or one for a person or community noma, you like for save more about this project, and you like for support him, then you save make him contact logot numbers here. And we like for you quickly write him down. If the last session you know, write him down. 7402612. And 8972620. By me repeat him, 7402612 and 8972620. And website lo medna lo here www.resourceresource.gov.sp. By me repeat it more, www.iresource.gov.sp. Every small letter or lowercase. We have come to the end of our session today and look forward to our next radio session in which how we will continue to work together in helping our students and children in their education. And so from us,
Madam Lavin Pitawau,
Madam Beverly Hanirara,
Madam Merlin Tapidaka,
and Mrs. Christina Rore, we wish you all an enjoyable day and week until our next session. Bye!
That has been the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.